You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to the 261st episode of the 2-Minute Time Warp podcast. I know folks tend to be of two minds over the American sitcom The Big Bang Theory. There are those who don't have any patience at all for the studio, audience, laughter, multi-camera, stagey tropes of the genre. And for some, The Big Bang Theory is even worse because it strip-mines the nerd culture most of us Doctor Who people love. My friend Kyle Anderson calls it a nerd minstrel show, and I can see where he's coming from. But as an acknowledged nerd who gave up on sitcoms long ago, I confess today that The Big Bang Theory brought me back. What's more, the show's actually helped me understand classic Doctor Who. Here's the actual relevant part. And some classic fans' frustrations with the new series. Exhibit A is Sheldon Cooper, played by Jim Parsons. In my travels through geek culture, from computer club to science fiction club to message board, I'm a sad individual, I've known people who resemble the Big Bang characters, broad caricatures that they are. And yes, I've met one or two Sheldons. This is a hyper-focused character with a profound sense of right or wrong, a creature of unusual interests who pursues them relentlessly. He's someone who sits outside humanity commenting on its habits. Any of this sound familiar to you? Up until this point, I've not had a lot of patience for the argument that modern doctors, Eccleston, Tennant, even Smith, are too human, too recognizable as us, not alien enough. From where I sit, I want my lead characters, even the Doctor, to be understandable and relatable. Matt Smith is an odd duck, but his love story with River Song, his friendship with Amy and Rory, even his fish-out-of-water moments with Craig and the Lodger in Closing Time, you know who the Doctor is and what he wants, and it all makes sense. I always assumed that the desire to have an even more inscrutable alien Doctor would basically wind up with Doctor Who eating itself, only appealing to those of us who fill out spreadsheets as we're watching an episode. But then there's Sheldon, the breakout character on The Big Bang Theory. And it works because although he's one of the most alien characters on television in any genre, we still know him. He's expressive, he's motivated, and he's part of a community. It's a tricky thing making the Doctor appealing to a broad audience while characterizing him as strange or off-putting. Arguably, it worked for Tom Baker and William Hartnell. Arguably, it didn't work, at least at first, for Colin Baker. Maybe the Big Bang Theory tells us that the secret is to surround such a Doctor with other strong viewpoint characters, and to, above all, keep the touch light and entertaining. If we want future Doctors to be weird and alien, they can't be remote and they've got to remain heroic. Not unless we want to take a cue from William Russell and make someone other than the title character the hero of the show. And in that case, I would start wondering how Jim Parsons' English accent is. And that's 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast 261. This is breaking news. Registration is now open for the 24 hours of Gallifrey 1. That's right, the 2013 Gallifrey 1 convention. Registration is available now at gallifrey1.com. I plan to see you there. By the way, did you know that Warner Brothers has trademarked the word bazinga?